Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, today a very interesting story, and it takes some explaining, but it has to do with a special prosecutor created through an executive order by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to look at individual conflicts with police where someone has died. We're talking of cases like Eric Garner and closer to our region in Troy, the Thevenin case. Explain what's going on here.
This was set up 4 years ago to look at those sorts of incidents where a civilian dies in an incident with police. And it was established because there was no success in getting a law passed. So the governor sidestepped the legislature and created a special prosecutor's office housed within the attorney general's office. And since then, there's been about 17 or 18 cases in which a special prosecutor has investigated a civilian death. And they've involved the whole gamut of deaths from either firearms or taser guns or car crashes. And the interesting thing is not one single case has resulted in a conviction. Only one case has even gone to a jury, and in that case, the police officer was acquitted. And so we began asking questions about how is the special prosecutor's office working? And a number of legislators who support the special prosecutor's office, along with some mothers groups who pushed to create the special prosecutor's office, say that it is a little bit problematic that there's been no convictions. They want the executive order turned into law. They want the special prosecutor's office to have greater jurisdiction over incidents. And they're still pushing for that in the upcoming legislative session. And at the same time, they say the main goal here was to increase transparency in how these cases were handled and how the grand jury or any entity decided to press charges or not. At the same time, you've got Republicans saying, wait a minute, we've had 4 years and the bottom line result hasn't really changed much in what's happened in these cases. So it's making us question whether we needed to establish the special prosecutor's office at all.
Very interesting story. I'm sure we haven't heard the end of this. We've been speaking with Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read this and much, much more at newsday.com. Yancey, always a pleasure. We'll pick up again next week.
Thanks, Dave.